Hi guys, it's Karen from writefromkaren.com, and it's Saturday. It's a rainy, cold, dreary Saturday, and I am sitting here thinking, okay, I need to blog something. It's been a few days since I've posted a blog post, and I just can't seem to get myself motivated to actually write something. I have a sinus headache, which is what happens when our weather goes from 70 degrees one day and 30 degrees the next day. And so I've got this pounding behind my eyes, and it's hard to think. So I thought, you know, I'll do an audio post. I always forget that this is even an option on WordPress, and I haven't done one in quite a while. So here we go. We're going to do an audio post. We had a busy couple of days. My youngest son, Jazz, turned 16. And on Thursday, he wanted to invite a couple of buddies over to play some games with all day long. They're on spring break this week. So I went and picked up his buddies at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And it was so funny because the first guy that got into the car, Jazz, says, "Hey, this is my mom. She gave birth to me 16 years ago." I thought that was funny. And so the guy's like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "Yeah, I sure did." So I thought that was kind of funny. Anyway, oh, and before I forget, also something else kind of funny happened. The day that we brought Jazz home from the hospital, it hailed. And we thought, oh, no, is that an omen of things to come, you know? And what's really funny is today, the day after Jazz's birthday, we looked outside and it hailed. It had hailed this morning. So exactly 16 years later, it did the exact same thing it did on the day we brought him home. Anyway, just kind of an interesting little trivia tidbit there. So Jazz had a good time with his buddies. They played games all day long. And oh my gosh, they call it raging whenever they start getting upset about losing a game, and they start yelling and just acting like total jerks, and I just cannot understand why my boys think that is fun. To me, if anybody started yelling at me as I was playing a game, I'd been like, you know, I'm done. We're done. We're going to do something else because this is not fun. But I don't know. These guys get around, and they just start raging at each other, and I'm sitting there on the other side. They're in Kevin's office, and they've closed the sliding glass door, but I can hear them quite plainly, and I'm just sitting there thinking, how is this fun? I don't know, teenage boys, I don't get them. But anyway, so they had a good time, and we had pizza for dinner and a cookie cake. The boys all split it because that's Jazz's favorite dessert in the whole world is cookie cake with lots and lots of icing, which go figure, because the kid doesn't like sweets otherwise. It's really bizarre. But so anyway, then I took the boys home at 9 o'clock in the evening because Jazz wasn't interested in them spending the night, and I have to be honest, whew, I do not care having kids spending the night. I just don't. I don't sleep well. You know, I'm responsible for these kids, so I'm just kind of tense the whole time they're here, and then when they spend the night, I don't get any sleep, and it's just a long couple of days for me. So I was relieved that he wanted to go ahead and have them go home at 9 o'clock. So yesterday, we didn't really do much. Jazz has been having some problems with his tennis shoes rubbing on his feet. He has a couple of interesting-looking blisters underneath, just right underneath his toenails. So I know you probably would really wanted to know that, but he'd probably kill me, too, if he knew I told you that. So I feel sorry for the boy, and we figured out that his leather shoes, the crease in his leather shoes are rubbing against his toes. So I went out and I bought him some new tennis shoes, and I thought it was a fun outing, but Jazz was not too thrilled with it. He's like, "We have to do this on my birthday." So apparently I tortured the boy by taking him shoe shopping on his birthday. Bad mom. Anyways, we went and got him shoes. And then that night we went out to dinner at a Chinese restaurant because that is Jazz's favorite food, and we went out with my in-laws. They met us at the restaurant. And we had dinner, and it was fun. And one of Jazz's uncles, he is not mentally challenged. He's just slow, if that makes any sense. So he is very good at drawing cartoons. I mean, he just has a real artistic flair. And he had drawn a cartoon that he has drawn for the boys every single year on their birthday for as long as I can remember. It's called Hot Rod Harry. And there's a picture of it on the blog. You can see it. He's holding the T-shirt up. Anyway, he drew the Hot Rod Harry character on a T-shirt for Jazz. And Jazz thought that was just all kinds of cool. And anyway, that was kind of a neat gift from his uncle. And then we went and we went back to my in-law's house and we had cookie cake again, as usual. And you can see a picture of him with his cookie cake as well. You know, it's, our birthdays are pretty low-key at our house. We don't really go out of our way to do anything special. It's usually just a quiet day or evening with the family. And we take the boys out to wherever they want to eat and then have a little cookie cake celebration because both of my kids prefer cookie cake over just traditional cake. And that's about it. We had bought Jazz's birthday gift last week because since he's on spring break, he wanted the whole week to be able to play with the game that he got from us. So we didn't really have a gift to give him. We gave him a card and saying happy birthday, and that was the extent of the birthday celebration. So anyway, we just don't do that much for birthdays around here, especially as the kids get older, and it's like, well, you know. So that was about it. There was, we went downstairs in the basement and played with the drum set that my in-laws bought my uncle, or Kevin's uncle. And so Kevin and Jazz had a good time playing with the drum set. I got quite tickled at Kevin because he's not very coordinated. So it was kind of funny to watch him play the drums. But Jazz, of course, being a natural, he got on there and he did quite well and had quite a good time. So now Kevin is sort of throwing around the idea of buying a drum set, which, yeah, that's what we need. But I don't know. You know, it's music, and I'm a big advocate for music, so if the guys want to do that, then, you know, whatever. That's fine with me. I don't care. And while we were sitting around watching the guys play around with the drum set and strum a few guitars and just kind of, you know, do what we normally do when we get together and just kind of, you know, hang out and listen to music, dude started playing with their dog. Misty is her name, and she is a sweetie dog, a very smart, very well-behaved dog. And dude just really, really loves dogs. And so he had a good time playing with Misty. Misty really liked him. And I'm trying to talk dude into going to veterinarian school, if I can ever get it out. I just think he'd be a natural. I think he would be really good with animals and, you know, to be able to help animals and everything. I think that would be really good for him. I don't know if he'll do it. He doesn't act very excited when I suggest it, but I don't know. I could totally see dude being a vet. So anyway, so that was a lot of fun too. And that's it. That's been our weekend in a nutshell. Today I took dude to get his haircut. That's always quite the adventure. He absolutely hates getting his hair cut, but, you know, as long as the kid lives with us, he's going to look like a boy. He's not going to look like a homeless person. So that is about all that we've done today, and I've been battling the headache, as I mentioned, because the temperature changes just drive me crazy. But anyway, I thought I would do this instead of write, so just to break the monotony up, if nothing else. It's really hard to talk a post because, you know, it's like impromptu and off the top of your head, and who knows if this even makes sense. But I don't know. I just didn't feel like sitting down and writing anything. So there you go. So anyway, that was Jazz's birthday, 16th birthday. And like I said, we didn't do much. Life is going to resume as normal on Monday. They go back to school. And I'm still waiting to hear if I got the job that I applied for, which is actually another post all of itself. So I hope you guys are having a good weekend. And I hope your weather is better than ours because you couldn't tell right now it's spring in our part of the world. It's just cold and wet and cloudy and just a really yucky day. So anyway, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thanks for listening. Bye.